Rosalie, you want to nominate a carer? Who would you like to tell us about?
I'd like to nominate my best friend, Shelley.
Oh, yeah.
She has a 14-year-old daughter with half a brain.
Wow. Oh.
And she looks after her all the time.
They do an amazing job, don't they?
They do. She does obviously has to help her out all the time. And so she's mentally at the age of an 8-year-old.
Right.
Okay. So, like you were saying earlier, she forever has to think, where is she going to be in the future? What's
That's
the
right.
future going to look like?
That's
but
right.
She does an amazing job.
I will say, Rosalie, what I love seeing, it's so encouraging, is now they're building separate wings of hospitals
yep.
for younger people that need care, because often they put them in with the old
retirement
people's homes
right. yeah.
or retirement villages. That's not fair.
Yeah. No, it isn't. And I think, Bridge, you're talking about the amount of hours that go unpaid and unrecognised for carers, which is
$80 billion a year.
You know, some of us whinge about working 2 hours overtime, yet they put in thousands and thousands of free hours
exactly.
and don't whinge once.
Exactly.
All right. Karen's in Gilston. Who are you nominating, Karen?
My auntie, Rowena.
Yeah.
She looks after my uncle. He's 84. He has dementia. He's getting worse and worse by the day. He says, like dementia patients, they say horrible things. So she's not even 5 foot. She looks after him 24/7. The only day she has off is on a Friday. But my dad, who cared for my mum for 3 years with dementia, so I've seen it firsthand. It is not nice.
No.
She works on that Friday, her day off. She works at one of the op shops, volunteering, and has done for years. I'm sorry, I'm going to get emotional. She's amazing. She gives her everything to everybody in her life. Always has. Sorry.
No.
Really emotional. Seen it firsthand with my mum. No. She was always there for my mum. It's her sister. This woman gave my mum, her sister, a kidney 20 years ago.
What was her name again?
Rowena. Rowena Wedekamp. She lives here at Tweed. And she's an amazing woman. She has done so much for so many people. And she never asked for anything back in return. Never. And her husband, I love him, he's the best man ever, but dementia is a horrible disease.
It is a horrible one.
It gets rough.
It turns the most beautiful human beings sometimes into horrible, like my mum was, into horrible people, because it's not there.
No,
my auntie is putting up with some horrible things, and Uncle John's saying he doesn't mean it. He loves her. They've been married for, 50 years, I don't know, more, probably. And it's just a horrible, horrible situation, and she's got no help. Her family don't live by, it's not their fault, they don't live by. My dad goes every Friday, as I said, and that's, we're there as much as we can, but it's not very often at all, unfortunately. But she's just amazing. The stuff she has to do, as I said, not even 5 foot for a man. My mum's dad did it for my mum, but that was completely different, a man doing it for a woman doing it for a man, without no help. Even those packages they're on, they're lousy packages, what they offer.
Yeah,
it's
they
just
do.
Not, it's and terrible. That's, and that's it's
what
insulting.
And that's what we were saying before. The amount of hours they put in is remarkable. Thanks, Karen.
No worries. Thank you so much. I love you guys.
There we go. Carers, they do a lot of work. And we want to shine a spotlight on them. Well done to all the carers this week.